Business news. Kim Savage is in with us now. Kia ora, Kim. Firstly, bring us up to date with what is going on in the markets.
Kia ora, Susie. Taking a look at Wall Street to begin with. US stocks ended the week sharply lower. The Dow and S&P 500 both posting their worst weekly performance in months. Investors really spooked by comments from the Fed Reserve that the US Central Bank might raise interest rates sooner than previously expected. Looking at those numbers, the Dow down 1.6%. The S&P 500 down 1.3% and the NASDAQ down close to 1% in trading at the end of the week. Our own top 50 index held on to an 11-point gain on Friday and it begins the week at 12,552. The New Zealand dollar 69.3 US and 92.7 Australian.
Now the public is being asked to consider how Te Tiriti, the Treaty of Waitangi, should be reflected in our immigration system.
Yes, so the Productivity Commission's just published its issues paper, which is part of its review of immigration settings, looking to improve the New Zealand's long-term growth in relation to immigration, asking the public to consider a range of questions, things like what is the purpose of our immigration system, how should policy be designed to attract high-skilled workers, and should employers be required to prioritise local workers over foreign labour? The Productivity Commission's Ganesh Nana says it's particularly interesting to hear how the treaty should be recognised in future policy.
Recognising that the treaty, when it was signed, immigration was one of the core components. It was very much how the New Zealand was colonised by the British in terms of being signatories to the treaty. And if we're going to be good partners, Crown and Māori need to be engaged in setting the immigration system and processes for the next 10 to 30 years ahead.
That was Ganesh Nana. Now, Air New Zealand unlikely to return to profitability until those borders reopen and indeed long-haul flights back underway with international visitors returning, Kim.
Yes, the national carrier forecasting that it will make a net loss of no more than $450 million this year and next. And while the airline's confident that there will be more long-haul international travel taking place within 12 months, the head of research at broking firm Forsyth Barr, Andy Bowley, says it will be a while before a pickup in bookings translates into profit. And he says that the airline is also forecasting strong growth in trans-Tasman traffic, but it will be some time before that ends up flowing through to the bottom line. And we'll have more on this coming up at 10 to 7, and I'll be back then with the latest in business.